From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Years of talk and speculation, months of anticipation, and a couple of weeks of sports hype overdrive, it all came down to this. NBA superstar LeBron James, with ESPN's spotlight all to himself, making what was billed as the decision public.
This is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
That's right. LeBron James is headed to Miami. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us to talk about this. Tom, obviously lots of rumor and speculation, and finally it comes down to the Miami Heat. How did LeBron James explain his decision?
Well, you know, Melissa, he telegraphed his answer a few minutes before he actually said what we just heard him say. And he was asked by sportscaster Jim Gray what the major factor was in his decision. And he said, to win now and in the future. And he said, that's a huge thing for me. So at that point, I think everyone pretty much folded up their tents in Cleveland and said, we've lost him. Because all the so-called experts in this process said all along, if he wants to win now, it's not going to be in Cleveland. Cleveland could have paid him more money, but Cleveland spent so much in recent years to try and get the right people to help him win a championship, and that ultimately failed, that they didn't have any money to get any of these other high-priced free agents. And so he's going to Miami with his buddies Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade to form this power trio in South Beach. And, you know, many people are going to say this is going to tip the axis of power in the NBA to South Florida.
See, Tom, I thought the signal was when I heard him say he spent this morning talking with his mom. I thought that meant he was staying in Cleveland. Shows how much I know. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James in Miami. Can the three coexist? Is this a happy mix?
Oh, it is. You know, a lot of people think, oh my God, they're going to need three balls, four balls, however many people they put on the court. But, you know, these guys showed certainly in the Olympics in 2008, that's not exactly the same as an 82-game regular season and then the playoffs, that they certainly can coexist. They're great players. And, you know, LeBron said tonight that he realizes that the guy who's making the biggest sacrifice is Dwayne Wade because it's his team. He won a championship with Miami in 2006. And so LeBron knows that he's coming in there, and you know, some people are saying LeBron, who is, you know, played for he's 6'8", 250 pounds, the body of a football player, could play point guard because he's a very unselfish player and he can pass the ball, and you know, and still allow Dwayne Wade to be the guy.
Tom, can we talk a bit about the spectacle of this? LeBron James getting an hour-long special on ESPN, televised from the Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut. Money, I guess, from the ads that were sold going to the Boys and Girls Club. But the hype and the way this was rolled out with this stentorian announcer, the NBA's balance of power hanging in the balance. I mean, what do you make of this?
Hype, Melissa? What are you talking about?
What am I thinking?
Yeah, it's where we live now, you know, and the whole kind of weird thing about this was a story that was largely generated and pushed along by ESPN the last week or so, and then ESPN got the goods and they got to program it. You know, it makes me think of Notre Dame football. Notre Dame has its own network, NBC. I think LeBron may have his own network now, ESPN.
Okay, Tom, thanks.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman with the news that LeBron James is joining the Miami Heat.